Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
Listen, I totally understand people, budgets and money and the recession, that people are really, really struggling. Mm. So you can understand that people making the decision, listen, I'm going to go without car insurance for a couple of months. I get that.
I do too. It's hard to try and make ends meet, and you think, well, what am I paying this money for? Mm. But it is a grudge purchase at the best of times, let alone when you're not making through the month. So, yes. But that's until your car gets stolen or you're in the wrong place when a flash flood hits, and suddenly you're really, really grateful that you've been investing in that policy. But here's the thing, beyond all that, if your car is financed, you don't really have a choice because you're in breach of your contract if you cancel your insurance. Because as the car's title holder, the bank can legally insist that you have comprehensive, not just third party, comprehensive insurance on that car until you've paid your last of your 60 or 72 installments or whatever.
I did not know that.
No, a lot of people don't know that. So to make sure that you haven't, you know, they make sure you don't leave the showroom floor without your insurance, but, you know, to make sure that you don't 6 months later cut your insurance, most finance houses, especially now when times are tough, they ask their clients to provide proof that the policy is in place. And if you don't do so within the time they want you to, they literally slap a policy on the car and they debit your bank account for it.
Can they do that?
Yes, they can, but without going into too much details, they have to disclose everything to you up front, what the policy covers, how much it's going to cost you every month, the exclusions, all that sort of thing, and they must get your consent. Now, Nicole Sherritt's experience was pretty much the opposite of what should have happened from start to finish. She was contacted by APSA Vehicle Finance at the end of August and asked to provide email them or fax them insurance that her APSA Finance car did have an insurance policy on it.
Yeah.
She was told to do it within 2 weeks, failing which they would take this policy out for her. What that policy would entail, she wasn't told. She was just given the premium amount, which was slightly more than that of her existing policy.
Okay.
So anyway, she didn't worry about it because she knew she had an insurance policy. So she emailed it through as told, and she thought nothing more of it. And then 6 weeks later, she got another SMS saying the same thing, please provide proof of insurance policy. And then another one came a few weeks after that. So she phoned up and she said, what's going on? And a woman at APSA Insurance said that the system showed that she hadn't sent this proof of insurance, and they asked her to resend it. So she did that again immediately. But 1st of November this month, her APSA debit order was almost 645 Rand more than usual.
Oops.
Because it included an APSA insurance premium on her car.
I don't earn a huge salary, so to me that's quite a lot of money to just suddenly disappear, especially when I budget so hard.
Mm.
So yeah, I mean, I was obviously quite upset, and if I had more expenses and it had gone off of my account and I didn't have any money left, then it would have been even worse. My credit record would have looked terrible for no reason.
So I'm hoping the bank reversed the debit and cancelled that second policy, right?
Yes, but not as easily and quickly as should have happened. Because the insurance division is separate from the vehicle finance division, you see, so we have silos in these big corporates.
Mm.
So let's make that the client's problem. Here's what happened when Nicole called the woman that she'd been dealing with all along.
I was like, listen, well, this amount was debited from me. Please, can we sort this out? So she said, okay, I'm checking now, but it has been reversed on the insurance side, but the money is now sitting in your vehicle finance account. And she cannot deal with that. I have to then deal with vehicle finance because it's out of her hands.
Okay, so when I heard that, I said, no, that's not good enough. I got involved, sent an email to APSA, and that 645 Rand was very quickly refunded with a big apology, and quite right too.
Mm.
Turns out what had happened was there was an email glitch on APSA's system, and that was the reason they didn't get Nicole's insurance confirmation email. And she wasn't the only one. There were about 10 others who also had proof, sent it, and still got debited and a new policy imposed on them, which is not really ideal.
Mm.
As for the high-handed way that the policy was imposed, Nelisiwe Baloyi, who heads APSA's Vehicle Financing Division, gave me a detailed breakdown of the bank's policy on how this prove you have insurance or else we'll force a policy of our own on you thing is supposed to happen. Essentially, lots and lots of notifications along the way, most of which didn't happen in Nicole's case, which is not good. And I'm quite sure that I'm hoping that they've learned from that in other cases.
Yeah.
So, moral of the story, don't cancel your insurance policy or even downgrade it to third party if your car is financed because you're in breach of your contract.
Mm.
And if you are asked to prove that you haven't done so, which you most likely will be, send them proof fast and get them to acknowledge receipt. Don't send it off and assume that all is well.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, just quickly, I have to say this. If you are paying for a policy, it's no point if you when you claim for a car accident or theft of that car, it's going to be repudiated. And there are many people listening out to there, Darren, sadly, who are in a situation where they're not going to have a successful claim because of what they're doing.
Yeah.
So just quickly, the Ombudsman for Short-Term Insurance lists a whole lot of top reasons why claims, motor car claims are repudiated. And just quickly to run through them
and,
so people
can
be aware.
And they're not settled.
Yeah, it means you claim for your car being stolen or in an accident or something and they reject it.
Yes.
Okay, so obvious things, the driver's unlicensed, and it's actually not that obvious because you only have to renew every 5 years, eh, Darren? So it's easy to forget that one. So make sure you're licensed and that your car is registration license is up to date. Unroadworthy. If you're caught in a flash flood and your tires are smooth or your windscreen wipers are broken, and believe me, they will find out, that's a repudiation. So that's,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So if there has to be a certain tread on your car, you need it for wet weather. If you have an accident in the wet and your tires are smooth, no payout.
Even if it's a flood, it doesn't matter. It's like...
Well, that's okay. If your car is lifted and drifted off a bridge by a deluge, that's slightly different because no tread in the world is going to help you with that.
Yeah,
but let's talk about wet weather, which we're having a lot of here.
Yeah.
So people, check your tires. Otherwise, your insurance policy... Your insurance is useless. The big one, driver, not the regular driver. Check on your policy who's allowed to drive the car. If your son or daughter drives the car and they actually turn out to be the regular driver, not you, but you are the insured one, you're not going to get paid out.
Wow.
If you're supposed to have a tracking device fitted and you haven't done that, or you've stopped paying, or it's not connected, or whatever, then no claim. If you didn't carry out the vehicle inspection on a car that you bought, which you were supposed to, and I've had a lot of these cases, and you just didn't, there's no payout.
Wow.
And also, when you were taking out the policy, if they asked you about previous history, previous claims, whether you had a break in insurance, all that sort of thing, and you don't fully answer, and often it's because you just put on the spot and you can't remember, doesn't matter, your claim will not be successful. So there's a lot of ways in which people can get tripped up with claims.
And insurance companies are getting a hell of a lot of claims.
At the moment, I wouldn't like to be in insurance now, would you?
Yeah, no. All right, so good to know. Forewarned is forearmed. Do the checks. And obviously, this will all be out on the consumer
page.
Obviously. So go and check that out on our website. Our new sexy and new and improved website, ecr.co.za.
Oh, I thought you said new improved Wendy.
No, you don't get better than this, Wendy.
Oh, Darren. Talk
soon.
The East Coast Radio Station app is out. Downloaded in the Google Play or App Store.